Jesus has promised that he would meet all of our needs.
Yesus telah janji pada nyumponan segala anu diperlukan.
In Filipians 4:19, it says that my God shall supply all my needs.
Ceritakan angin Allah nu bakal nyumponan segala keperluan marane.
It is important that you understand that this includes your people needs.
Penting saudara kita ngerti yen ia keasup keperluan jamaah.
In ministry, there are many things that we desire and need.
Ina pelayanan ayah sebab ada perkara yang dipikah yang serta diperlukan.
But I want you to understand that it also takes workers to be able to do what God has called us to do.
Tapi abdi ini kan sebab saudara ngerti yang perlu pegawai ker ngelakukan kahoyang Allah selalu sarang panggupaina.
The same faith that I believe Jesus to meet my needs for financial needs as well as healing needs.
Iman anu sarua percaya ka Yesus nyumponan keperluan boh duit boh kacageran.
I can also trust him to meet my people needs.
Abdi oke percaya ka mantena anu nyumponan segala keperluan jamaah.
When we go to church, we hear many requests for workers.
Waktu urang ka gereja ngadenge loba anu pamintana para pagawe.
Even Jesus said that the workers are few.
Malah Yesus nyarios pagawe teh seutik pisan.
But I want you to understand that Jesus will meet your worker needs.
Tapi abi hayang sadarik ngarti Yesus bakal nyumponan segala kebutuhan pagawe.
I have workers that are serving me that just a few months ago did not live in my city.
Abi boga pagawe anu ngalarenan abi sababaraha bulan nu kaliwat teu aya di dieu.
Just a year or two ago, they did not know the Lord.
Sataun nepi ka 2 taun nu kaliwat marena teu wanoh ka Gusti.
If Jesus has to move someone to your city to help you.
Amun Yesus mindahkeun jelema ka kota saya keur nulungan.
If he must change their life to help you.
Mantana kudu ngarobah cara hirupna keur nulungan.
He is more than enough to take care of that.
Mantana leuwih ti cukup dina malire.
People want to be a part of something that's successful.
Jalma nu jadi bagian tina hiji perkara nu hasil.
People want to be a part of something that they see as sharp.
Jalma teh hayang jadi bagian-bagian ti hiji perkara anu katempona jelas.
If you want people to be a part of your ministry, you must do everything you can with excellence.
Lamun saderek hayang aya nu hiji bagian ti pelayanan sakuruna ngalakukeun segala hal nu saderek tiasa hade.
You don't have to have a lot of things and able to have a successful ministry.
Saderek teu perlu boga perlengkapan pikeun pelayanan hasil.
God can use you to be creative with what you have.
Gusti bisa make saderek pikeun kreatif kunaon nu aya di saderek.
When you are faithful with small things,
namun saderek satya tina perkara leutik,
then God will make you a ruler over much.
Gusti bakal masihkeun nu gede ka saderek.
If you will take your class,
namun saderek miara kelas,
and make it the best ministry in your church,
yen pelayanan nu hade di gereja,
you will not have problem getting workers to help you.
Saderek teu boga masalah supaya meunang para pagawe nu mantuan.
But it's important that you understand that you are the key.
Penting saderek ngarti saderek teh kuncina.
If you call yourself a leader,
lamun saderek nyebut sorangan pamimpin,
and no one is following behind you,
moal aya nu milu,
then you're not a leader at all.
Saderek lain pamimpin sabenerna.
You're only taking a walk.
Masa kedar milu maju.
It's important that leaders lead the way.
Penting para pemimpin keur di jalan.
One of the reasons people don't want to work for others is they lack a leader.
Salah saeji alasan jelema teu daraek digawe keur nu sejen lantaran maranehna kurang pamimpin.
There is an author that wrote a book on leadership.
Aya nu nulis hiji buku hal kepemimpinan.
He talked about some of the laws of leadership.
Manehna ngomong sababaraha hukum kepemimpinan.
The first law that he mentioned was about the law of the lid.
Hukum nu kahiji nyaeta hukum tertutup.
What that means is it's up to you to set the pace.
Artinya terserah saderek pikeun nangtukeun gancang nalingkah.
If your leadership skills rank on a scale of about 5.
Lamun pamimpin saderek rankingna dina 5.
Then the greatest workers that you can have to look up to you are 3s and 4s.
Jadi pagawe nu hade nu ku saderek pimpin rankingna 3 atawa 4.
If you will dare to be a leader,
lamun saderek wani jadi pamimpin,
and you will serve your pastor the best you can.
Saderek kudu melayani pangangon saderek samampuhna.
You must set an example for the rest of your workers to follow.
Saderek kudu jadi hiji tuladan pikeun dicontoh ku sakabeh pagawe.
If you will raise your standard,
lamun saderek naikkeun standar.
If you will do the best that you can,
lamun saderek bakal ngalakukeun nu hade sabisa saderek.
You will attract sharper workers to come and help you.
Saderek bakal narik para pagawe nu leuwih hade datang ngabantuan.
If you're going to build a children's department at your church,
lamun saderek keur nyieun hiji komisi barudak di gereja,
you must be a strong leader.
Saderek kudu jadi pamimpin nu kuat.
In 2 Timothy 2:1,
Dina 2 Timotius 2 ayat 1.
It says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus."
Ceritakeun anak king, mugia hidup kuat ngemban amanat pangandika anu dikaruniakeun dina Kristus Yesus.
Paul was telling Timothy to be a leader, he must be strong.
Paulus keur mere nyaho Timotius keur jadi pamimpin kudu kuat.
But it's not in our own strength that we are strong.
Tapi kakuatan orang teh lain kakuatan sorangan.
We must be strong in the grace Christ gives us.
Orang kudu kuat dina anugerah nu ti Kristus.
If we are going to have others to help us,
lamun orang hayang dibantuan ku nu sejen,
we must enlarge our philosophy of ministry to include others.
Orang kudu meberkeun filsafat pelayanan pikeun ngajak nu sejen.
When Jesus started his ministry here on the earth,
waktu Yesus ngawitan pelayanan di bumi,
he could have handled everything himself.
Dia bisa nyepang segalana kunyalira.
He was the Son of God.
Aki anak Allah.
There was nothing too hard for him.
Daya nu hese kanggona.
But the first thing he did when he started his ministry was recruit workers.
Tapi nu kahiji nu kumantena di bidang ngarekrut pagawe dina waktu pelayananana.
He had them watch what to do.
Mantena ngangkupae maranena malirena naon anu kudu dilakukeun.
He put his heart into the workers.
Mantena mika asih para pagawe.
He let them experience by doing.
Mantena ngidinan neangan pengalaman serta ngalakukeun.
He made corrections when they needed to be corrected.
Mantena ngoreksi waktu perlu dikoreksi.
He could have handled everything himself.
Mantena tiasa nyepeng segala kunyalira.
But he knew the importance of putting into other people.
Kanjana terang pentingna ngajak nu sejen.
There is no success in our ministry without a successor.
Teu aya nu sukses dina pelayanan umpama teu aya pangganti.
It's important that we put into others.
Penting yen urang ngajak nu sejen.
Most church leaders recruit the wrong way.
Kalolobaan pamimpin gereja ngarekrut carana salah.
When we come to church, all we hear are cries for help.
Waktu orang ka gereja nu aya ngancumeritna menta tulung.
We hear over and over, we need workers, we need workers.
Anu kadenge sabar kali abdi perlu pagawe.
But people wonder, what happened to the workers?
Tapi loba nu nanya naon anu kajadian di pagawe?
We used to have workers.
Biasana orang boga pagawe.
Where did they go?
Ka mana marena indit?
Some of the very things we're doing to get workers runs workers away.
Salah sahiji perkara nu ku urang dilakukeun nyaeta menangkeun para pagawe sementara waktu nu sejenna teu datang.
Announcements from the pulpit do not bring workers.
Pengumuman ti mimbar teu ngadatangkeun pagawe.
Bulletin announcements do not work.
Pengumuman tina warta gereja oge teu hasil.
Maybe you think your pastor should build your ministry. But if your pastor has to build your ministry, he does not need you. We exist to serve the man of God and to help him.
Orang ayah teh keur ngalayani pria Allah jeung nulungan.
So your pastor should not have to get all your workers.
Pangon saderek sakuluna teu ilu biung ngarekrut pagawe saderek.
Requiring people to work does not work.
Nyangan jelema keur melayani teu hasil.
People should be recruited by vision, not duty.
Sakuluna direkrut lantaran visi, lain lantaran tugas.
We should not recruit by need.
Orang sakuluna tong ngarekrut lantaran aya kabutuhan.
Need does not bring God's answers to us.
Kabutuhan teu ngadatangkeun jawaban Allah keur urang.
God is moved by faith.
Gusti digerakkeun ku iman.
God is not moved by need.
Gusti teu digerakkeun ku kabutuhan.
That's why when we're looking for workers, we should not talk about all the great need.
Ya sababna naha waktu urang neangan pagawe teu kudu ngomong hal kaperluan nu gede.
Instead, we should talk about the wonderful opportunity and vision.
Sabalikna urang kudu ngomong hal kesempatan nu alus jeung visi.
People respond to vision.
Jelema nu nanggapi visi.
I want to give you 10 ways that others can help you.
Abdi bade mere 10 cara supaya nu sejen ngabantuan saderek.
These are 10 things I do to get workers.
Aya 10 perkara nu ku abdi dilakukeun pikeun menangkeun pagawe.
The first step is to identify and organize where you need help.
Langkah nu kahiji nyaeta ngawanohan jeung ngatur dina waktu saderek merlukeun bantuan.
You must know where you are going.
Saderek kudu terang, rek ka mana indit.
You must ask yourself, if workers were no problem, where would I use them?
Saderek kudu nanya ka diri sorangan, lamun para pagawe teu jadi masalah, di mana abdi bisa make maranehna?
Think about every class.
Pikirkeun unggal kelas.
Think about every age.
Pikirkeun hal umur.
What is the best way that I can use a worker?
Naon cara nu pangharina nu bisa digunakeun pikeun hiji pagawe?
Identify where you need them first.
Ngapa di mana saderek merlukeun maranehna leuwih ti heula?
That is the first step.
Ieu langkah mimiti.
Include middle managers and supervisors.
Kasup para manajer menengah jeung supervisor.
Make job descriptions and policies and procedures for them to follow.
Yang rincian tugas, kebijakan, serta prosedur pikeun maranehna ngalaksanakeun.
Many people say I will do that when the people show up.
Loba nu ngomongkeun abdi bakal ngalakukeun kitu waktu jelema daratang.
But if you will do that first, then the people can run when they come to you.
Tapi lamun saderek ngalakukeun eta heula, pasti jelema lalumpatan nyamperkeun saderek.
Identify giftings and abilities needed for each job.
Panoh kurnia ti kamampuan nu diperlukeun ku unggal pagawe.
We must do our work first before we go after the people.
Urang kudu ngalakukeun tugas urang heula samemeh neangan jalma.
It's important that you have a vision.
Penting jeung saderek boga visi.
You must start with the end in mind.
Saderek kudu ngamimitian jeung rengse dina kira-kira.
It's important that you identify where God would have your congregation go in the ministry of children.
Penting yang saderek apal ka mana Gusti mimpin jamaah dina pelayanan barudak.
We identify the needs.
Ya apal kana kaperluanana.
And then come up with ministries to meet those.
Terusna maju ka pelayanan nu nyumponanana.
After we come up with the ministries,
geus urang ngalakukeun pelayanan.
Then we know what kind of people needs are required to cause them to work.
Sakuluna urang nyaho rupa kabutuhan nu diperlukeun pikeun ngadorong maranehna digawe.
The second step in recruiting workers,
langkah nu kadua dina ngarekrut para pagawe,
is to set your standards high.
Netepkeun standar nu luhur.
Just because someone is willing to work,
lantaran saurang hayong digawe,
does not mean that they are qualified to do so.
Lain hartina marena nyumponan syarat keur ngalaksanakeunana.
Every worker should know Jesus.
Saban pagawe sakuruna wanuh ka Yesus.
It is not too much to ask that all of your workers live a godly life.
Sakaleuwih menta sakabeh pagawe ngajalankeun hirup saleh.
You should ask yourself what you want the children to do when they become adults.
Kulunan nanya ka diri pribadi, naon nu kudu dipikah hayang supaya barudak ngalakeun engke di mana dewasa.
Whatever you want them to be and do, put examples before them.
Naon bae anu dipikah hayang ku urang, bere conto maranehna.
If you want your children to know the word,
mun saderek hayang barudak nyaho dawuhan Gusti.
If you want them to be prayer warriors,
mun saderek hayang marena jadi prajurit doa.
If you want them to have a servant's heart,
mun saderek hayang marena boga hate pelayanan.
Then it's important that you put workers before them who have these things in their life.
Penting saderek nempatkeun pagawe nu boga hal lain dina kahirupanana.
Qualify every candidate who wants to help.
Saban calon nu hayang ngabantu kudu nyumponan syarat.
Find out if they have asked Jesus into their heart.
Kadangukeun naha maranehna teh geus minta Yesus ngancik di hatena.
Make sure they are full of the Holy Spirit.
Pastikan yen maranehna dipimpinuhan ku Roh Kudus.
Make sure they have followed the Lord in water baptism.
Pastikan maranehna geus milu ka Yesus sarta dibaptis.
Whatever you want the children to be,
anu saderek hayang barudak jadi,
you must look for adults who are those things.
Saderek kudu neang anu dewasa saperti kitu.
I have my workers fill out an application.
Abdi menta sakabeh pagawe ngeusian formulir.
It lets me know what is going on in their life.
Ieu sababna abdi terang kumaha kahirupanana.
It lets them understand our rules and regulations.
Yeun-yeun maranehna ngarti katangtuan jeung aturan.
It is the standard that they must go by.
Ieu teh standar nu kudu dilaksanakeun.
In the same way, it lets me know if they believe those things.
Cara nu sarua supaya jadi terang naha maranehna percaya hal eta.
It lets me know if they practice God's word.
Bae abdi terang naha maranehna ngalampahkeun dawuhan Gusti.
How they answer the questions are very important.
Kumaha jawabanna mun ditanya nu penting.
It is the proof that they are qualified to work with children.
Ya buktina yen maranehna nyumponan pikeun digawe jeung barudak.
If you have to fill out an application to work another job,
masarek nyieun lamaran keur pagawean sejen.
Why don't we use applications to find out about workers in the church?
Aha, make ngalamar ka gereja.
It also lets me know their interest.
Yo ge abdi terang kana minat maranehna.
It lets me know the giftings of the worker.
Ieu ngajadikeun abdi terang kurnia pagawe eta.
I found out the experiences they've had in the past.
Abineangan beja pengalaman maranehna.
It also has a place for them to give me a reference that I can check.
Aya, eci tempat di mana maranehna mere ngaran jeung alamat referensi.
People should have good references.
Sakuluna jalma-jalma ngabogaan referensi nu hade.
And it's important that I have a high standard.
Penting yen urang kudu boga standar nu luhur.
I will never get a worker that meets more qualifications than what I have.
Abdi teu kungsi menangkan pagawe nu boga kualifikasi nu leuwih tinu diperlukeun.
I can always settle for less.
Abdi salila bisa ngagarap kakuranganana.
But I believe that we should have the best workers in our church with our children.
Abdi percaya nu hade mah urang boga pagawe nu hade di gereja jeung barudak.
The same Bible that tells us whosoever will let them come.
Kitab Nusarwa mirinya ho saha wai menang datang.
Also says to know them that labor among you.
Yomongkeun pikeun wanuh ka maranehna nu keur digawe.
We must set our standards high.
Urang kudu netepkeun standar anu luhur.
The third step in getting others to help you.
Langkah katilu keur meunangkeun jelema anu ngabantuan saderek.
Is to be friendly and outgoing.
Nyaeta handap asor jeung gaul.
When you go to church, you should be happy.
Waktu sareka gereja kuruna mah bagja.
Sometimes we're in our classes and we do not look very happy.
Kapan urang aya di kelas kurang bagja.
We should have a smile on our face.
Kuruna aya marah mae dina rarai urang.
We should be friendly to all the people in our church.
Kuruna urang handap asor ka sakabeh nu aya di gereja.
Sometimes we are so busy doing the work of God.
Kapan urang ripuh ngalakukeun padamelan Gusti.
That we are not kind and friendly to others.
Tapi kan teka kungsi sasobatan jeung nu sejen.
Look for people who are not doing anything in your church.
Jangan jelema anu henteu ngalakukeun nanaon di gereja urang.
Look for parents who love to be with their children.
Jangan anu kolot nu mikaresep barudak.
Look for new members of your congregation who would like to help.
Jangan anggota-anggota gereja nu anyar nu hoyong ngabantuan.
Many young couples are also wonderful workers.
Loba pasangan pemuda remaja anu ngarupakeun pagawe nu luar biasa.
Look for the things that people do for a living.
Jangan perkara-perkara anu ku urang dilakukeun keur neangan nafkah.
If you have teachers in your congregation, look.
Lamun saderek boga guru jeung jamaah.
Look for them to help you in church.
Jangan marena keur ngabantuan di gereja.
Look for the skills in your congregation so they can help you.
Jangan keterampilan di jamaah nepi ka marena bisa ngabantuan.
It's also important that you're a soul winner.
Penting yang saderek ngarupakeun nu menangkeun jiwa.
We have children in our church who have won their parents to the Lord.
Aya barudak di gereja nu geus menangkeun kolot pikeun Gusti Yesus.
Now the parents are members of our church.
Ayeuna nu kolot teh jadi anggota gereja.
They work in the ministry that brought them to the Lord.
Maranena digawe dina pelayanan nu mawa maranena ka Gusti Yesus.
So it is important that we win others to Jesus and they will help us.
Penting kan urang menangkeun nu sejen teh kanggo Yesus sarta maranena bakal ngabantuan.
When we go to church, we should be on the lookout for others who will help us.
Waktu urang ka gereja sakuluna neangan nu sejen nu bisa ngabantuan.
One of my favorite things to do when I go to church.
Perkara nu dipikaresep waktu abdi di ka gereja.
Is to walk up to people and ask them, "What are you doing in this church?"
Nyamperkeun ka jalan-jalan tumanya, "Naon anu ku saderek lakukeun di gereja?"
Most of the time they tell me they are doing nothing.
Lolobana waktu maranehna nanya teu ngalakukeun naon.
Then I tell them, "I need you to help me in children's ministry."
Terus nabi merenya ho, ya nabi rek mantuan saderek yang sabaiknya dina pelayanan barudak.
Most of the time, they will help me.
Lolobana waktu marena ngabantu.
They were just waiting for someone to ask.
Maranena ngan nungguan nepi ka anu sejena menta.
The fourth thing that we must do to recruit others.
Hal kaopat nu kudu ku urang dilakukeun dina ngarekrut nu sejen.
Is to follow our Lord's example and go out and get people.
Nyata nuturkeun contoh Gusti Yesus jeung indit kaluar menangkeun nu sejen.
We must recruit the way Jesus did.
Urang kudu ngarekrut saperti nu dilakukeun ku Yesus.
You cannot do everything by yourself.
Saderek teu bisa ngalakukeun ku sorangan.
You must realize you need help.
Saderek kudu sadar butuh bantuan.
We know that when Jesus started his ministry,
orang terang yen waktu Yesus mimiti pelayanan,
he spent 40 days and nights in prayer.
Antenang nganggo waktu 40 dinten siang wengi pikeun ngadoa.
While he was there, the devil came and tempted him.
Waktu mantena aya di dinya, iblis datang ngagoda.
But I believe he was praying about more than just the devil.
Tapi abi percaya yen mantena nuju ngadoa leuwih loba ti sakadar iblis.
I believe that he was praying about his ministry.
Abi percaya mantena ngadoa pikeun pelayananana.
And the first thing he did when he left the wilderness.
Hal mimiti nu dipidamel ku anjeuna dina waktu ninggalkeun sakada kasih.
Was to go and recruit helpers.
Angkat ngarekrut murid-muridna.
I believe he made that a matter of prayer.
Abi percaya anjeuna ngajadikeunana poko doa.
Jesus gave us another prayer request.
Yesus masihan urang poko doa nu liyana.
He said to pray that the Lord of the harvest would send laborers.
Mantranya Dios ngadoa supaya nuboga pibuatan bakal ngirim pagawe.
If you want to be a good recruiter,
lamun urang hayang jadi rekruter nu hade,
you should pray workers in.
Aderek sakuduna ngadoakeun para pagawe.
Jesus needed 12 helpers.
Yesus perlu 12 anu ngabantuan.
But he did not try to recruit all 12 at once.
Tapi mantanah henteu ngarekrut 12 sekaligus.
He recruited in ones and twos.
Mantanah ngarekrut hiji-hiji atawa dua-dua.
Some of you have a very large vision.
Beberapa di antara saderek boga hiji visi nu kacida legana.
You want to reach children all over your city.
Saderek hayang menangkan barudak di sakuliah kota.
It takes many workers to do what God has put in your heart.
Perlu loba pagawe keur ngalakukeun naon nu disimpen dina hati saderek.
But you will not get all your workers at once.
Tapi saderek moal meunang sakabeh pagawe sakaligus.
But just like the Lord, he started with ones and twos.
Sami saperti Gusti Yesus ngawitan hiji-hiji sareng dua-dua.
Jesus also drafted workers.
Yesus oge ngagupai para pagawe.
He did not ask for volunteers.
Mantenan teu nyuhunkeun sukarelawan.
There is not one volunteer of the 12 disciples.
Saya sukarelawan tina 12 murid.
You come and follow me is not a question.
Siap ka dieu, miluka kami, lain hiji patarosan.
Jesus drafted workers.
Yesus ngarancangkeun pagawe.
That is what we must do.
Nya ieu naon anu ku urang dilakukeun.
Also, it's important that we learn from the Lord that he modeled what he wanted done.
Oke, penting yang orang diajar ti Gusti Yesus mantena masihan contoh naon nu kudu dilakukeun.
Jesus did not take his disciples and send them on their own.
Yesus henteu nyandak murid-muridna jeung ngutusna ku cara maranehna sorangan.
But he modeled to them how he wanted things done.
Tapi mantena masihan contoh kumaha mantena ngalakukeun hal-hal eta.
I must show my workers what I want done.
Abdi kudu nuduhkeun pagawe nu pikahayang ku abdi dilakukeun.
They will follow your good example.
Maranehna bakal nurutan contoh nu hade.
Also, Jesus spent time with those he recruited.
Yesus oke nyisihkeun waktu jeung maranehna nu direkrut.
He didn't do anything alone.
Mantenna teu ngalakukeun nyalira.
Even when he went to pray, he took others with him.
Alah waktu mantenan angkat ngadoa ngajak nu sejen bareng.
When he went on his journeys, he had people with him.
Mantenan angkat ngajak nu sejen babarengan.
He spent time with those he recruited.
Mantenan nyisikeun waktu jeung marena nu direkrut.
Although he ministered to hundreds and thousands of people at once.
Sanajan mantenan melayani ratusan jeung ribuan sekaligus.
He still had time to listen to his disciples.
Mantana masih aya waktu pikeun ngadadangukeun muridna.
He spent time with those he had recruited.
Mantana make waktu babarengan jeung nunggeus direkrut.
Jesus allowed them to ask questions.
Yesus ngidinan maranehanana tumanya.
He let them recruit others.
Mantana ngidinan maranehanana ngarekrut nu sejen.
He sent them out and let them do the work of the ministry after he had taught them what to do.
Mantenan ngutus marahanehna indit sarta ngidina ngalakukeun pelayanan anu geus diajarkeun ku maranehna.
When they came back, he found out how they were doing.
Waktu maranehna balik, mantenan mariksa kumaha ngalakukeunana.
When he asked them how things went on their journey,
waktu mantenan naros kumaha hasilnya bana.
They said even the demons in hell obeyed us.
Mana nyarioskeun setan takluk demi panjenengan.
These disciples had just come back off their journey.
Murid-murid kakara daratang tas nyaraba.
But Jesus corrected their attitude.
Tapi Yesus ngoreksi sikap maranehanana.
He loved his workers enough that he corrected them.
Mantena cukup mikanyaah ka pagawena nepi ka mantena ngoreksina.
He said that it does not matter that the demons in hell obeyed you.
Mantana nyeros ulah sukabar sarukabunga lantaran seloroh geus takluk.
But what was important is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Tapi sukabunga mah ku ngaran maneh aya ditulis dina kitab kehidupan anak domba.
It's important that we check on our workers.
Penting keur mariksa para pagawe urang.
In the same way, we must make corrections when they need it.
Itu dia orang kudu ngoreksi dina waktu marah nih, nah perlu dikoreksi.
Jesus then commissioned his disciples to go and make disciples of others.
Atasna Yesus merintahkan ka murid-muridna pikeun indit ngajadikeun nu sejen muridna.
He released them to serve.
Mantanami warang maranehna melayani.
I must release others to serve.
Abdi kudu miwarang kanu sejen keur melayani.
Many people do not like others to work because they cannot do it as well as their self.
Loba jalma henteu resep kana sejen mun milu digawe sabab maranehna henteu bisaeun.
But there was a time that we could not do it very well either.
Tapi aya waktuna urang geus henteu bisa migawena nu hade.
Someone allowed us to learn by doing.
Aya nu ngidinan urang pikeun diajar ngaliwatan praktek.
And we must allow others to learn by doing.
Atawa urang kudu ngidinan nu sejen diajar ngaliwatan praktek.
Jesus is still placing people by their giftings and abilities.
Yesus masih nempatkeun jalma-jalma anu saluyu karunia-karunia jeung kamampuhan maranehna.
It's important that I put my workers where they are qualified also.
Penting yen urang nempatkeun pagawe nu palinter.
It is important that we recruit like Jesus did.
Penting urang ngarekrut saperti Yesus.
The fifth way to get others to help you.
Anu kalima pikeun menangkeun nu sejen ngabantuan urang.
Is to make sure you check everyone out.
Kudu pastikeun sareng mariksa unggal jalma nu kaluar.
We should know those that labor among us.
Urang sakuduna mah wawuh kamaranehna nu digarawe.
They should have a good report about themselves in the city.
Maranehna kudu boga ngaran nu hade di masyarakat.
I check references of others.
Abdi ngecekna kunu sejen.
We also will do a background check.
Oke, ngalakukeun pamariksaan kasang tukangna.
I want to make sure people practice what they say.
Abdi hayang mastikeun jelema anu ngalakukeun naon anu diomongkeunana.
Your workers should be doers of the word.
Para pagawe sadayak kudu jadi ngalakukeun dawuhan.
They should live a godly life.
Karena sakuduna dina kehidupan nu soleh.
If they do not live a godly life,
lamun kehidupan marena teu soleh,
they are not a good example for the children.
Marena teu jadi contoh anu hade pikeun barudak.
I cannot imagine.
Abi teu bisa ngalamun.
A Christian that does not have good references.
Orang Kristen nu teu boga reputasi nu hade.
Others should know that they live for Jesus.
Sajen kudu nyaho yen maranehna hirup kanggo Yesus.
Every worker that we have, we interview.
Saban pagawe di interview.
We ask them about their life.
Nanya ka maranehna hal kahirupanana.
It's important that I listen to them.
Penting yen abdi terang ka maranehna.
And that I discern where they are spiritually.
Lantaran kitu abdi bisa ngabedakeun naha maranehna rohani.
If they are not doers of the word,
lamun maranehna henteu ngalakukeun dawuhan,
they will not be good examples for the children.
Maranehna moal jadi conto nu hade pikeun barudak.
I must put people before my children who love Jesus.
Abdi kudu nempatkeun jelema-jelema nu miasa Yesus keur melayani barudak.
It's important that we check folks out.
Penting yang orang mariksa jelema.
After the worker is qualified,
tanggas pagawean teh nyumpuanan syarat.
Before I put them to work, I must train them.
Mame abdi ngidina maranehna melayani, abdi kudu ngalatih heula maranehna.
Training is very important.
Dilatih teh penting pisan.
Some people will just give their workers a little talk.
Beberapa orang ngan mere saeutik pangarahan ka pagawe.
They think this is what training is all about.
Arana pikir latihan teh kitu bae.
But training is more than verbal instruction.
Tapi latihan leuwih tibatan pituduh lisan.
Training is learned by doing.
Pelatihan dilakukeun ku praktek.
In my classes, I use what we call the master-teacher method.
Dina kelas abdi, make istilah metode wali kelas.
There is one main teacher who is in charge of the class.
Yo, saurang wali kelas nu tanggung jawab ka kelasna.
But that teacher has several helpers depending on the size of the class.
Tapi guru ieu boga sababaraha nu mantuan gumantung ka ukuran kelas.
The master teacher does not do everything.
Wali kelas henteu ngalakukeun sakabehna.
But the master teacher looks for ways to train the other teachers.
Wali kelas neangan cara keur ngalatih guru sejen.
They learn by doing small things first.
Maranehna diajar ku ngalakukeun hal nu leutik heula.
If they are faithful with those small things,
lamun maranehna satia kana perkara nu leutik,
then we will give them more.
Urang bakal mere anu leuwih gede.
It is important that they learn by doing.
Penting yen maranehna diajar ngaliwatan praktek.
Experience is a wonderful teacher.
Pengalaman eta teh guru nu luar biasa.
It is also important that I get my workers together.
Penting supaya para pegawai digawe babarengan.
And talk about creative ways that they can be better teachers.
Bahas cara-cara kreatif supaya maranehna bisa jadi guru nu leuwih hade.
I will teach them how to tell a story.
Abdi bakal ngajar kumaha nepikeun carita.
I will teach them how to preach to children.
Bakal ngajar maranehna kumaha khutbah ka barudak.
I will show them how to use puppets to teach.
Abdi bakal nuduhkeun maranehna kumaha make boneka pikeun ngajar.
I am not the only one who needs to learn.
Abdi lain saurang jelema nu perlu diajar.
But what I learn, I must teach to others.
Tapi naon nu dititanan kudu ku abdi diajarkeun ka nu sejen.
Training is not something we do just in the beginning.
Latihan lain sahiji nu ngan ukur dilakukan awal.
But it's important that we continue to train workers to be the best they can be.
Penting pisan urang terus ngajar para pagawe pikeun jadi nu hade mun katampo pi bisaeun.
We never stop learning if we want to learn.
Urang teu kungsi eureun diajar lamun urang hayang diajar.
Training is very important.
Latihan teh penting pisan.
If you want others to help you,
lamun sadek hayang nu sejen ngabantuan,
you must show them what you want them to do.
Sadek kudu nuduhkeun ka maranehna naon anu kudu dipigawe.
Many workers are left on their own to learn.
Loba pagawe anu ditinggalkeun sorangan pikeun diajar.
And they do not stay helping you a long time.
Maranehna henteu terus ngabantu saderek salilana.
But if you will train your workers by your good example.
Tapi lamun saderek ngalatih pagawe ku conto nu hade.
If you will show them ways that they can be a better teacher.
Lamun saderek nuduhkeun cara-cara bisa jadi guru nu hade.
It will make their job easier and cause them to be a success.
Ya bakal nyen tugas maranehna leuwih gancang jeung ngalantaran ke maranehna hasil.
The seventh way to get others to help you.
Cara katujuh supaya nu sejen ngabantuan urang.
Is to always start people out slow.
Kalilana mimiti digawe lalaunan jeung nu sejen.
Do not find someone who is willing and just turn them loose.
Ulah menangkeun saurang nu hayang jeung saterusna ngalepaskeun.
Start people out with just a little responsibility.
Mimiti mere nu sejen tanggung jawab nu leutik.
Let them know that it is up to them on how fast they will be promoted.
Antepkeun maranehna nyaho kumaha maranehna kumaha gancangna maranehna bakal dipromosikeun.
Promote based on faithfulness.
Promosi dasarna kana kasatiaan.
When you give someone a small job to do.
Atuh sadek mere saurang hiji pagawean pikeun dilakukeun.
And they do that job well.
Maranehna ngalakukeun pagawean nu hade.
Give them more responsibility.
Pikeun ka maranehna tanggung jawab nu leuwih gede.
But if you give them more responsibility and they don't do the job
well. Tapi lamun sadek mikeun tanggung jawab leuwih gede sarta maranehna migawean teu hade.
Do not increase their responsibility.
Ulah ditambah deui tanggung jawabna.
In Luke 16 verse 10.
Dina Lukas 16 ayat 10.
Jesus said, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much." And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much.
Yesus nyarios, anu satia nyekel urusan leutik, tangtu satia nyekel urusan gede, jeung saha nu teu bener dina perkara leutik, manehna bakal teu bener dina perkara gede.
We should start our workers out slow.
Orang kudu ngamimitian para pegawai lalaunan.
We should model to them how we want it done.
Orang kudu mere contoh kamaranehna kumaha cara migawena.
We should allow them to ask us questions on how to do it.
Orang kudu ngidinan maranehna nanya kumaha ngalakukeunana.
To those that do a good job, turn over more to them.
Kamaranena nu ngalakukeun hiji pagawe anu hade bere leuwih kamaranena.
In the parable of the talents, we see that lesson as well.
Dina misil hal talenta bisa nempo pangajaran eta.
To those that were faithful with much, much was given.
Kamaranena nu satia ngahasilkeun loba, loba deui nu dibikeun.
But those who were unfaithful,
tapi kamaranehna anu teu satia,
they lost what they had.
Kamaranehna bakal kalengitan milikna.
And it was given to one who was faithful.
Ya dibikeun ka jalma anu satia.
It is important that we not put too much on our workers at one time.
Penting urang henteu nyicingkeun para pagawe kalewihan dinu hiji waktu.
Anything that we build, we should build right.
Naon bae anu ku urang dibangun, dibanguna sing bener.
Don't be in a hurry to find all your workers.
Olah kurung gusuh pikeun menangkeun sakabeh pagawe.
Start people out slow.
Imiti ku jalma-jalma lalaunan.
And promote them based on faithfulness.
Jeung promosikeun maranehna dumasar kasatiaan.
The eighth way to get others to help you.
Cara kadalapan supaya anu sejen bisa ngabantuan saderek.
Is to communicate with them on a regular basis.
Nyaeta komunikasi jeung maranehna nu taratur.
It's important that people know what they are to do.
Penting ya nu sejen nyaho yen nu ku maranehna dilakukeun.
You must let them know what you require of them.
Saderek kudu mere nyaho naon nu ku saderek dipikahayang ti maranehna.
That is why I communicate in many different ways.
Eta sababna abdi komunikasi ku rupa-rupa cara.
Not only do I write down policies and procedures for them.
Lain saukur nulis kabijakan jeung prosedur keur maranehanna.
But I communicate verbally on a regular basis.
Tapi abdi ngakomunikasikeun cara lisan nu teratur.
I let them know where
tapi
we are going.
Tapi maranehna nyaho ka mana urang rek indit.
I let them know how we're going to get there.
Tapi ngantep maranehna nyaho ka mana urang mun geus nepi.
I let them know how they were doing on that journey.
Tapi ngantep maranehna nyaho naon nu ku maranehna dilakukeun di perjalanan.
And I let them know where we can improve as a group.
Abdi ngantep maranehna nyaho ka mana urang kudu maju salaku kelompok.
I must communicate with them all the time.
Abdi kudu ngomunikasikeun jeung maranehna salilana.
There is a law that we learn from war.
Aya hiji hukum nu ku urang ditaliti ti papang perangan.
When people are fighting and wanting to conquer another people.
Atuh jalma-jalma garlut silih alehkeun.
When they are wanting to defeat an enemy.
Waktu maranehna hayang ngalehkeun musuh.
There are two things that they try to cut off.
Aya dua hal nu kudu dieureunan.
They try to cut off all supply lines.
Maranehna usaha ngeureunkeun sakabeh jalur keur nyuplai.
And they also try to stop communication.
Maranehna oge usaha ngeureunkeun komunikasi.
They do not want communication to be free.
Maranehna henteu hayang aya komunikasi bebas.
If we want to defeat our enemy, the devil,
lamun saderek hayang ngalehkeun musuh urang siblis,
we must make sure that all of our troops have good communication.
Urang kudu yakin sakabeh tentara urang ngabogaan komunikasi nu hade.
People who feel better about what they're doing do a better job.
Jalma-jalma nu ngarasa leuwih hade, hal naon nu dipigawe hiji hal pagawe anu hade.
If you want others to help you,
namun orang hayang nusajen ngabantuan.
You must communicate on a regular basis what you want them to do.
Orang kudu komunikasi nu teratur ngeunaan naon nu kusadadak di BK hayang supaya maranehna ngalakukeun.
It is also important.
Lagi penting.
That we learn how to say thanks to our workers.
Dan orang diajar kumaha ngucapkeun nuhun ka pagawe.
Step number 9 of getting others to help.
Langkah kasalapan supaya nusajen ngabantuan saderek.
Is to always say thanks to your workers.
Ulah salawasna ngucapkeun nuhun ka pagawe.
Let them know from your heart how you feel about them.
Antep maranehna nyaho kumaha perasaan saderek ka maranehna.
Let them know you appreciate the work they do for God.
Ajenkeun maranehna nyaraho saderek ngajenkeun pagawean saperti minggawe kang Gusti.
Say thank you in every way possible.
Ucapkeun hatur nuhun dina satiap cara nu mastikeun.
Not only should we appreciate those workers who are coming to be a part of it.
Dengan saukur urang ngahargaan pagawe nu datang pikeun jadi bagian urang.
But we should have let those who work with us know now we appreciate them.
Tapi urang sakuruna ngajeunkeun maranehna nu digawe sarta urang nyaho yen urang teh ngahargaan.
One of the most positive scriptures I know in the Bible.
Salah sahiji dina ayat anu pang positifna nu aya dina Alkitab.
Is a scripture that many people say negatively.
Nyaeta hiji ayat nu sejen nu geus nyaritakeun sifatna negatif.
It's a scripture that says you reap what you sow.
Ceritakeun sadaya panen naon anu ditebarkeun.
This is a very positive scripture.
Ieu hiji ayat nu katida positifna.
Many people say it this way.
Sabaraha jalma anu nyarita kieu.
They say you reap what you sow.
Omongna maneh tebar, maneh nu panenna.
It's important that we understand that that is very positive, not negative.
Penting yen urang ngarti ieu beh positif. Lain negatif.
It's the same way in showing people thanks.
Ya cara nu sarua dina ngawujudkeun rasa hatur nuhun ka nu sejen.
Some children's workers do not feel appreciated.
Sababaraha pagawe barudak teu ngarasa dihargaan.
They feel that many people do not appreciate what they do.
Maranehna ngarasa loba jelema nu teu ngahargaan pagaweanana.
But it's important that if we'll show others that we appreciate them.
Tapi penting yen urang salilana nuduhkeun ka maranehna urang manghargaan.
Then we will reap what we sow.
Saterusna urang bakal panen naon nu ditebarkeun.
You should always say thanks.
Sareng sakuduna salilana ngucapkeun nuhun.
That's something you should do on a regular basis to your workers.
Kita hiji nu sakuruna sadek lakukeun nu teratur ka pagawe.
People who feel appreciated in what they do do a better job.
Jalma nu ngarasa dihargaan naon nu dilakukeun bakal migawe leuwih hade.
They want to serve someone who appreciates them and not take them for granted.
Maranehna hayang melayani nu lian nu ngahargaan lain nu nganggep anu geus dipigawe teh geus kuruna kitu.
If you want others to help you,
namun saderek hayang aya nu ngabantuan,
you should also be a coach.
Karuna saderek oke jadi hiji pelatih.
Coaches are leaders.
Pelatih teh pamimpin.
They show the way to go.
Maranehna nunuduhkeun jalan.
If you want others to work for you,
namun saderek hayang nu sejen digawe keur saderek,
you must be a leader and set the pace.
Saderek kudu jadi hiji pamimpin jeung tuladan.
Coaches are teachers.
Pelatih teh nu ngajar.
They show us things that we do not know how to do.
Nuduhkeun ka abdi hal-hal nu abdi teu terang kumaha ngalakeunana.
I must show my teachers the way to be a better teacher.
Abdi kudu nuduhkeun guru-guru abdi cara pikeun jadi guru nu hade.
I must be an example of the qualities I want them to have.
Abdi kudu ngajadikeun hiji conto kualitas nu kudu dipiboga ku maranehanana.
If they do not know what to do,
namun maranehna teu nyaho naon anu kudu dilakukeun,
it is my job to teach them.
Tabeh tugas abdi keur ngajar maranehna.
I must not just be a teacher of children.
Abdi lain sakadar hiji guru barudak.
But I must also be a teacher of other workers.
Tapi abdi oge hiji guru pikeun pagawe nu sajana.
Coaches are encouragers.
Para pelatih nu mere sumangat.
I must encourage my workers to do a better job.
Abdi kudu ngadorong para pagawe pikeun ngalakukeun pagawean nu hade.
I must encourage them to never give up.
Abdi kudu nguatkeun maranehna supaya teu nyerah.
I must let them know that God has called them to complete the race.
Abdi kudu ngantep maranehna nyaho yen Gusti parantos ngakupay maranehna pikeun nganggeuskeun pertandingan.
I must believe in their abilities.
Abdi kudu percaya kana kamampuan maranehanana.
I must be supportive in what they do.
Abdi kudu ngadukung naon anu dilakukeun.
I must encourage others.
Abdi kudu nguatkeun uliana.
People who know you and you care about them will do a better job.
Jalma-jalma nu terang yen abdi malire maranehna bakal ngalakukeun nu leuwih hade.
Coaches are problem solvers.
Para pelatih nu ngarengsekeun masalah.
They are decision makers.
Maranana teh nu nyarieun kaputusan.
I must make tough decisions.
Abdi kudu nyieun kaputusan nu ruwet.
I must solve problems for my pastor.
Abdi kudu ngarengsekeun masalah keur pangangon abdi.
I must make sure that the children's ministry goes in the direction he wants it to go.
Abdi kudu mastikeun pelayanan barudak aya dinu arah nu ku anjeunna ditetepkeun.
The coach is responsible for the team.
Pelatih tanggung jawab ka tim.
In the same way, I must be responsible for the children's ministry.
Cara nu sarua, abdi kudu tanggung jawab pikeun pelayanan barudak.
Not just the services for the children.
Dengan caukur ngayakeun kebaktian barudak.
But also the training of the workers.
Tapi ngalatih pagawena.
Also how those workers.
Oke, kumaha pagawe ieu ngajar?
I am responsible to help them do a better job.
Abi tanggung jawab pikeun mantuan maranehanna ngalakukeun nu hade.
When I realize that it is my responsibility and not someone else's.
Waktu abi sadar ieu teh tanggung jawab abi lain tanggung jawab nu sejen.
Then I must rise to the occasion.
Kulantaran kitu abi kudu meberkeun kasempatan.
It is important that you understand God wants to use you.
Penting yang saderek ngarti yen Allah hoyong nganggo saderek.
He wants to use you to reach many children.
Mangga hoyong make saderek keur meunangkeun barudak nu rea.
But he also wants to use you to raise up leaders.
Mangga oge hoyong nganggo saderek keur ngarengsekeun para pamimpin.
The things that you have been taught.
Hal-hal nu geus diajarkeun ka saderek.
You must teach to others.
Kusaderek ajarkeun deui ka nu sejen.
If you want your own ministry.
Kusaderek hayang boga pelayanan pribadi.
You must be faithful in that which is another person's.
Kusaderek kudu setia ka nu milik nu sejen.
It's important that you be a good example.
Penting yang kusaderek jadi tuladan nu hade.
It's important that you let the Lord use you.
Penting yang kusaderek ngantep Gusti make kusaderek.
I believe with all my heart that Jesus wants to use you.
Abi percantan sapinuh hate yen Yesus hoyong nganggu saderek.
Not just to reach many children but also many leaders.
Ayan ngan saukur menangkeun barudak loba tapi oke pamimpin nu loba.
I thank God for the time that we've had today.
Bisukur ka Gusti kanggo waktu nu dipasikeun ka urang poe ieu.
If you will learn to put into others the things Jesus has given you.
Abi saderek diajar masikeun kana setian perkara nu ku Yesus tos dipasikeun ka saderek.
You can raise up an army of workers to reach boys and girls.
Saderek bisa ngahudangkeun angkatan para pagawe keur meunangkeun barudak awewe lalaki nu rea.